Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're talking to Lena Steer, Data Manager and Resource Analyst with the Energy Action Network. Lena, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do as a research person and data analyst with EAN.
Yeah, absolutely. So my work mostly consists of gathering, collecting data on climate and energy issues in Vermont, producing reports, visualizing the data, and kind of distilling it down into ways that are very easily accessible and digestible for our readers. And our goal is really to ground the climate and energy work in Vermont in the most recent research and data analysis.
I was actually just on a panel discussion last night, and I had the report with me, and my fellow panelists said, thank goodness, I'm so glad you brought the EAN report, because people are going to ask us questions about Vermont-specific data, and it is sort of the go-to guide for that.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Did you study statistics or data analysis in school? How did you get to where you are?
So I studied at UVM. I studied environmental studies and political science. So I did a double major. And then I actually minored in computer science. So with my computer science minor, I wasn't really sure what I was doing with it at first. But the longer that I was kind of progressing in my minor, I kind of decided to take it more towards data science, data analysis, because I realized that that could actually be applied to my environmental studies work.
And EAN started, though, with an internship. Is that correct?
Yes. I was an intern at EAN in the summer of 2022.
When the EAN had its annual meeting a couple months ago at Stowe, you were up there with everybody else. I mean, even more so, you were up there presenting what can be very complex data, you know, to folks that have been in the field for a really long time. That's really what I hope we can talk a little bit about what it means to be sort of the next and new generation in this space, and then how you might suggest those of us that have been in the field make room for new folks coming in.
Yeah, I think it is definitely a little bit nerve-wracking to kind of be in my first year of my career out of college. I graduated in December of 2022, and I went right into this job in January. So just 8 months into my job, pretty much, I was presenting to a room full of people who had been working in the climate and energy space for probably on average decades. But it was an awesome experience to be able to have been given that kind of role and responsibility of presenting our research and data that we've been working on for the majority of my time at EAN so far. Everyone who's working in this space in Vermont has been super helpful and super welcoming, and it definitely hasn't, as much as it can be nerve-wracking, it definitely hasn't felt like I'm unwelcome in any way. Like, I've been kind of welcomed with open arms by everyone who I've met, so it's been great.
Advice for people like you that are maybe just graduating or have recently graduated, you know, there's a lot of, and I would say I feel it myself, this angst about wanting to do something and do more. And, you know, what would you say to somebody who is in college now or soon to graduate?
Yeah, definitely. I think that for me, the most important thing that kind of helped me get right into a job after graduating was starting internships early on in college. And that can be kind of scary and difficult to get into, especially these days. I think the job market is kind of oversaturated, and it's hard to find internships nowadays. But I kind of had to start off doing unpaid internships at first, which I don't necessarily think is a great option, and I think that it's not accessible for many people. But getting into it that way and kind of easing in with like volunteer opportunities or unpaid internships or kind of really part-time things, any way to kind of get that little bit of experience before going and applying for summer internships and everything.
Your internship, that was paid, right?
Yes, the EAN internship was paid. They do offer a stipend, which was really great. And it is like almost a full-time internship, so in the summer. So it's a really, really awesome way of like immersing yourself into this work. And it's a really different internship model than a lot of other ones that I've had because it's very independent. You're kind of choosing your own research project and working on that throughout the 10 weeks of the internship. It just has a lot of elements that are really oriented towards career development and professional development and kind of finding out what you're really interested in within climate and energy. And there are opportunities throughout the 10-week internship to we do weekly meet and greets with people who work on climate and energy throughout Vermont. So you get to meet tons of people and just kind of design your own research project.
Just circling back to this idea of paid versus unpaid, and there is an equity element there.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that unpaid internships are oftentimes inaccessible for students who have to work to support themselves through school. And a lot of the time, like, your schedule just doesn't allow for it. So I think it is really important to have some kind of, like, a stipend, even if it's not hourly pay. But, yeah, I think it is really important to be compensating interns.
Is there any other advice that you might offer to employers about how to ensure that the new generation is involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really helpful to kind of have internships be oriented towards professional development and career development for interns, and kind of have that at the top of mind when you're designing an internship program. And I think especially providing opportunities, as I said before, to meet lots of different people and to kind of connect interns or younger people in the field who are kind of just getting into it with people who've been working in the field for a long time, to kind of build those connections and that kind of community.
Well, here's one that's a little esoteric, but I'd be curious what you think. Like, you know, before we start a meeting and we maybe come up with ground rules, you know, step forward, step back. So if you're someone that talks a lot, maybe taking a moment, step back and let folks that don't normally talk to feel like they have the space to express what's on their minds. And I sometimes think about that sort of generationally too. Those of us that have been around for a while tend to take up a lot of air.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good analogy. I think that definitely for employers to be providing the space for interns and younger professionals in the field to be able to ask questions, especially, and to explore what they're interested in, and to kind of have their voices heard in the room is really important. That's just a super important aspect of the professional development that happens during an internship, and kind of being able to build up your confidence when you're just getting into a new field or a new job. I think the importance that young people place on equity and issues of racial justice and how that interacts with climate issues, climate justice issues, I think is really important. And kind of having young people in the room and at the table helps to bring in those different perspectives, definitely.
Is there anything you haven't shared with listeners, Lena, that you'd like to impart?
Yeah, I think one thing that I'll add is I think a lot of the time, climate and energy work, when it's not specifically advocacy focused, I think is a little bit difficult for people to break into because people just aren't aware of the jobs that are available and what's out there and what you can do in that space outside of advocacy. I think when it comes to energy analysis and kind of climate modeling or energy modeling, just it's not super clear what you need to do. I think for people who are looking for jobs, I think just being aware that employers are willing to train you and that people who've been working in the field for many years want to see more young people coming into it and want to help you to kind of develop your career and get into this field.
Lane, it was a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for joining the Net Zero Energy Podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.